The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
There's a lot of people running their mouth that don't stay the night, never come through town. And some other people running about that don't take the time to suss you out. Still some of
hey, good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Storytellers Edition here, The Crude Life, live from the Little Missouri Inn and Suites. We are joined with Haley Carnes and Lily Olson. They are Watford City alumnus on their way right now. Actually, they've spent 1 year in college already, so we should probably find out what they're studying and what they're going into. So, Lily, how are you doing?
Good. I go to NDSU, Okay. And I am going for social work. But at NDSU, they actually don't have, like, social work. They have, like, it's kind of like a co-op, so they do through Minot. So I'm actually doing human development and family science at NDSU and then social work at Minot, but at the same time.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're going to how many colleges?
Two.
Okay. All right. That's good. See, they breed them different here in Watford City. So you graduated last year? Was it? Were you part of the COVID class or pre-COVID class? Did you guys have a graduation?
Yeah, we did.
Kinda, yeah.
Okay, well, we mean kinda. I mean, I kinda did too, but there was like 4,000 people there.
Yeah, we got 5 people from our family.
Oh, you got to pick.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, that's power.
Special 5.
Did you guys have like family meetings about it and discussions, or did they just leave it up to you?
I kind of just left it up to me. I have a really big family, so I just left the little ones at home.
Okay. How about you?
I have kind of a big family too, but like my family. I'm from Vegas originally, so my older brother actually still lives there, so I brought my grandparents instead of him.
Right, okay, all right. So, when did you move from Vegas?
In 7th grade.
Okay, so you grew up in it here and part of the transition for a while. I mean, in formative years at least, okay.
Yeah.
And where are you going to school? By the way, this is Haley Carnes talking.
I'm going to Williston State.
Oh, so you're just right up the road.
Yeah.
Okay, and what are you going into there?
I'm going into nursing, okay. So... With Williston, it's like a free 2 years if you graduated from Watford. And because the nursing program is 3 years, you actually get 3 free years. So I'm full ride pretty much.
Yeah, I was talking with a gentleman this week about that, how, you know, ideas on how to let more people know about this basically free tuition if you're from North Dakota. Mm-hmm. And it even can even expand beyond that if there's nobody claiming these available scholarships that are just sitting there waiting for North Dakota residents. And they start with a geographical area around Watford City. I'm sorry, around Williston, but Watford City, I even think Dickinson is in that. How did you find out about that? Because honestly, I did not even know about that. And I went to NDSU, okay, back in the day when Key Club was a thing and people had club sports. Now they're called other things. How did you find out about it?
I found out because my dad was actually raised in Williston. So he had kind of like been talking to me about it since we moved here. He was like, just so you know, Williston has free tuition.
You had an insider.
And I was kind of like, I'm not going there. And then I eventually, when I got older, I was like, okay, free tuition. I have to go to school for a while. Why not just take the 2 free years?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. How about NDSU? What made you go over to the east side? Because really, they didn't even have your major there.
Yeah, no,
so you went all for the school.
Yeah, and actually...
Did you lose a bet? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't even like... It's kind of mean. I don't really like NDSU or the Bison. I never was like a big fan of all that. I'm more of a Fighting Sioux kind of person myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Big hockey family.
That's University of North Dakota.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So... My parents were kind of mad when they're like, why are you going to Fargo? I'm like, but my friends are going there and I wanted to go to a bigger place. And mm-hmm. like, I really like going there when we'd visit and stuff. So I just kind of chose it.
Was there any reason you stayed in the state versus like a Laramie, Wyoming? Because I imagine they're kind of, you know, I mean, driving distance, Bozeman, Montana. I mean,
yeah,
you know, Division
One
is what I'm saying.
Bozeman was my dream school and I have family down there. So we go there once a year and I really, really like it there. But tuition is pretty expensive out of state. And I didn't really want to do that. I could switch, like, do residency after a year or whatever, but I just am better to stay in state. And mm-hmm. then after, I can see myself maybe moving or staying here. I want to be by the mountains, so.
You don't want to be by the mountains?
I do.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, that's my thing. Is I was in Joseph, Utah, which is just west of Grand Junction,
mm-hmm.
Colorado. So it's like... you're up in one of the highest cities in that area, right? And there's a population, 130 people. They got the one gas station. That's also the convenience store. And they've got a row of, you know, some kind of overalls and a few other things. So it's also where you get your clothes. And they got a crock pot for lunches. And then they're Mormon there, so they don't really have a coffee station except for a Mr. Coffee in the back corner. But it was run by like a 28-year-old girl. And I thought, boy, on her smoke breaks or coffee breaks or whatever they're called now, she gets that snow-capped mountain to look at.
I know.
Over in Fargo, we get nothing.
The grass.
Buildings. Yeah. Grass, you know. Mm-hmm. It's so flat there, and there's, you know, wheat if you're lucky, that type of thing. And
yeah.
Which, when you travel out west, is really, you appreciate how much the geography can add to your lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. So that was something you brought up. So, mm-hmm. Sorry, that speaks to me as well. So, you guys were part of the transition, weren't you, into high schools as far as when it was being built?
Yeah.
How was that, by the way? Because that was a couple tough years, wasn't it, as far as the construction and you know, all, yeah. A lot of activity.
We were pretty young. I think in sixth grade, so I don't know if you were here yet.
No.
We got moved up to it's the intermediate school now, but we got moved up to the high school with all the high schoolers, so we're just little sixth graders.
Wow.
Up there. Yeah, and it was packed. Like, I had older cousins and stuff that were in there, and they had to, like, carry their backpacks because there wasn't even enough lockers, like, and that's like a big no-no here, like, don't carry around your backpack.
Mm-hmm.
So they let that one fly, but it was kind of crazy, so I kind of was used to it since like sixth grade, and then we just ended up staying there until we went to the high school in eighth grade, I think.
No, that was our freshman year. We were halfway through freshman year.
Oh, okay. Halfway through freshman year, we got up to the high school. So, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I just remember some of the stories about, you know, kids were in half of a school that was yeah. being built using outhouses, and, you know, there's all kinds of weather issues and mm-hmm. wind, and I'm like, boy, that's roughing it, you know. That's really roughing it. Boy, yeah. Camping sounds like an upgrade at this point.
The elementary school was kind of like that too. The kids that were down there, it was pretty packed, so they had like trailers mm-hmm. down there, and I remember having music class in a trailer, and we had to walk outside and wait in the cold because it's never warm here.
So when you look at what has been done, what do you think? I mean, the Rough Rider Center, the school, I mean, can you believe these buildings and the changes that have happened over the last 10 years?
Yeah, it's crazy. I remember my dad told me, like, the high school, the intermediate school, was like the coolest thing ever when it was built long, long ago. And then, like, now we have like the high school and the Rough Rider. I'm like, yeah, take this. That's like so much better, and honestly nicest probably in the state.
It is. I think so, too. I mean, mm-hmm. I call it the Ralph Engelstad Arena of the West, because yeah. if you're in high school, why would you not want to play there? It's just like, if you're in hockey anywhere, why mm-hmm. would you not want to play in the Ralph Engelstad Arena? Because it's just absolutely, it's top of the line.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just hard to argue against that. But so talk to me about what you guys have going on then. What are you guys looking to do for careers then, as far as social work? How do you look at, you know, where do you see yourself 5 years? What would a job be for you?
I think right now I just actually had a meeting with some of the social workers here in Watford just to kind of talk about, like, what they can do as, like, internships and, like, kind of get me a feel for that, because I just know that I like people and I like kids and I want to do something and, like, help, but I don't really know, like, which part I want to be in, and I think I'm still kind of figuring that out. I think right now I kind of would like to work in a school as a social worker, so I can maybe start out and then eventually grow after that. I know I want to get my master's, so.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com. Saw a couple things that I really liked, but you got caught up in the big daydream. It's what you don't say. It's like a pretty black Cadillac with no brakes. It's like a girlfriend.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep, a good sleep, for only $19.98 regularly. $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spee.
I never let the Joker out my sight. Never went broke on an all or nothing. Never made a bet so out of line. Till I met you and I hit the ground with it.
Hey everybody, I'm Matt Hill. I'm here in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the AAPG Convention. It's the American Association of Petroleum Geologists, and I'm honored to introduce people in our industry or just, you know, outside of it, but they all contribute to one thing, reliable, abundant resources that we use for energy. Introduce yourself. What's your name?
I'm Camelia Knapp. I'm a professor and the head of the Boone Pickens School of Geology at Oklahoma State University. Also on the board of directors for Oklahoma Geological Foundation, and here is
Tom Cronin, and I'm chairman of the Oklahoma Geological Foundation.
Well, thank you all for being on my show. Tell me, how'd you get involved in this industry? What drove you to teach, you know, all these amazing people how to go about finding oil and gas?
It's a long story, but to make it short, I was born and raised in Romania, and Romania has energy, has energy resources, oil and gas. And I wanted to be a geologist. I became a geophysicist, an exploration geophysicist, and that's all history. So then,
that's an excellent history.
Yeah. Then I like teaching. I've been teaching for a long time, and you know, we are excited. You know, even with COVID and everything, it was an exciting meeting, and I think it's a great time for geoscientists and for our students. There are lots of things that we can do in the subsurface of the Earth. And we learned much more at this meeting that I think we can take back to our students.
These meetings are vital. I mean, first of all, just for me, you know, on the outside, just to be able to come and meet people. Tell everybody about what you're doing.
I'm a geologist. I'm an exploration geologist. I've been in the business since 1970. I've got a master's degree in geology and just fell in love with the business and the people. And the Oklahoma Geological Foundation is a 501(c), and basically we give scholarships and grants to students and schools throughout the state of Oklahoma.
Good.
Yeah.
That's more and more, if you peel back, you know, just how much our industry gives back to STEM, right?
Exactly, and that's what we're doing. We've been very successful at that. We've had great outreach programs to the students and the schools. Another director myself delivered what we call the rock mineral and fossil collections to Jenks School.
Hands-on
to about 500 kids, sixth graders, and it's just electrifying. And as Camelia said, it gets you excited about the business, about the future. And so we're out there trying to get everybody aware of earth science education and geology and the oil and gas business.
Well, without it, I mean, we don't have all of this, right? That's the thing. There's no oil and gas without, you know, the scientists backing it or teachers, right?
Well, let's face it, more than 80% of the world energy consumption comes from fossil fuels.
And
it's not going to go away. We just need to be good stewards of our environment and climate, and I think we are.
Do you, being in the teaching side of things, do you see a lot of people in the universities? I mean, you're one of, I mean, you know, a lot of times you think of universities as not supporting oil and gas, but I think here in Oklahoma they do.
Well, definitely Oklahoma State University has a land-grant institution. We are supporting the state of Oklahoma, and Oklahoma is an energy state. And it's not only oil and gas. We are the third producer in the United States for wind power, Oklahoma. So, you know, we are all for the integration of energy resources and also good stewards of the environment. We have programs. Actually, we have a proposal now for a Bachelor of Science degree in environmental geosciences, just to bring, you know, all of the environmental disciplines in geosciences together and teach our students, in addition to our geology and geophysics degrees.
That's fascinating. Well, for those watching, how do people get a hold of you? You guys are on the
LinkedIn
website.
Yeah, LinkedIn. Camelia Knapp. I'm the only Camelia Knapp on LinkedIn, so easy.
I'm glad. Yeah, I can't wait to look it up. And what's the website they go to find more about Oklahoma State and everything they're involved with?
It's geology at okstate.edu.
And what about the foundation? How do they find it?
You just go on the website or go on the web and get pull up Oklahoma Geological Foundation, and you'll find us. So
thank you guys for what you do. I appreciate it.
Thank you
very much.
Go Pokes.
Go Pokes. That's it. Take care. God bless.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
Look.
Giving you
Have a question? Know an expert? Or just want your voice heard? Email studio at thecrudelife.com.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep, a good sleep for only $19.98 regularly. $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
All right. Hey, everybody. I'm Matt Hill. I'm here at the AAPG in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The American Association of Petroleum Geologists gather together, and I'm highlighting the people that I meet to you so that, man, just so I can show off, you know, my friends that do so much for our industry. Ryan, tell me all about yourself. Like, how'd you get in oil and gas?
So my name is Ryan Nostrad. I've been in the oil and gas industry since 2008. Started out as an MWD with Weatherford. Did that for a number of years. Then I moved over to a mud logging firm where I was there running sales and operations there for about 10 years. And then in February 2020, at a great time, you know, nothing really was going on in the world. I decided to make a switch. And during a great company I had been had the privilege of knowing for a number of years, and an opportunity presented itself. So I joined GeoVision and Datalog. GeoVision does geosteering, Datalog does mud logging. We are in all the major basins in North America. GeoVision actually is the current home of the Rogi Geosteering World Cup champion, Sean Palmer.
What is this you're talking about? Yeah. There's a Geosteering World Cup? This is great news.
And we actually have two champions that work with GeoVision that steer our customers well. So it's a great opportunity for our customers to take advantage of that. But came here, and so I'm also with the Oklahoma City Geological Society on the board there as one of the social chairs with a number of other individuals, Leslie Evans and Dick Howe. Work with them on that, making things with the Oklahoma City Geological Society.
You guys
have
a lot of great events.
Yeah. Clay shoot coming up on October 15th. So if you're interested, go to the website, OCGS, and get signed up for a team. We got a golf tournament in November.
I think Galen hit me up on that one.
Yeah, good. So we'll be doing that. So, yeah, it's been great. I'm in the Oklahoma City. I live in the Mustang-Yukon area. I've been servicing Oklahoma City area for the last, you know, 14 years in the industry between on the directional drilling side, MWD, and then like most recently on the mud logging and geosteering side of things.
For those that are not in our industry that might be watching this, and, you know, I hope they are, because, mm-hmm. you know, oil and gas is everything to us, and we hope, you know, people will find out about it, the rest of the world. What is geosteering? You know, explain it to somebody that's outside oil and gas.
The layman terms I like to use is, if you look at seven-layer dip, and if you've ever been to a Super Bowl party,
yum,
seven-layer dip, right?
And if you want
nothing but guacamole, and you want to be in the guacamole, you got to go through the sour cream and the sauce and the beans and all that and hit the guacamole. So what we do is help the geologist and their team, using the information we get from the drill site and from looking at the cuttings, to navigate the guacamole and stay within the guacamole so that everybody gets the guacamole, because that's where it's at. So
I've never been more hungry in my life right now. I'm also fascinated by oil and gas even more because of you, Ryan.
You can have guacamole now. You'll just think oil and gas.
How do they get a hold of GeoVision?
So you contact me directly. My number is 405-203-8211. My email is ryan.nostrad@geosteeringvision.com, or just go to dl.gv.com.
The websites are brutal, right?
Yeah, they are really tough. We throw the dashes and the dots and all that.
So most importantly, you're on LinkedIn.
Yes, contact me. Follow me on LinkedIn. And love to make some new connections and go see some folks on a happy hour in Oklahoma City.
That's it, man. This is exactly why I do this. Right. Ryan's a good dude. Yeah, please reach out, support him on LinkedIn and their company. Man, make oil and gas come up out of the ground faster, better, stronger, right? Exactly. That's it. That's why we do this.
Thank you.
See you next time. Bye-bye.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com. You know what ain't right, so what you doing? Calling me at midnight. I've done nothing but giving you the good life. I mean, I really would have been a good wife. Have a question? Know an expert? Or just want your voice heard? Email studio at thecrudelife.com. Kicking this habit, 'cause I was all in the minute I found you.
Ready and set and willing to crown you. For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep. A good sleep for only $19.98. Regularly $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
The Crude Life with Jason Spies. You remind me that I'm not in control. I'm out of control, man. You know I think that I'm better alone. But you're keeping me open. And what I see in you is something they don't. You already know that.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Energy Detox, a petroleum-based blend of leadership conversations guaranteed to boost your professional and personal output by flushing away the hidden and often toxic barriers to peak performance. I'm your host, Joe Sinnott, a chemical engineer, executive coach, and 16-year energy industry veteran, helping you tap into the same resources fueling today's most successful and sustainable leaders. And today, we're going to talk about how those leaders are adept at demonstrating their value, demonstrating what they and their teams and their organization bring to the table, instead of merely talking about their value and theorizing about their value and basically calling themselves a thought leader instead of a get-it-done leader. And to drive today's conversation, we're going to talk about a new $20 billion office within the Department of Energy that is intent on doing just that, demonstrating the power and the value and the real-world application of certain clean energy technologies. And in particular, those technologies are, at least I think half of that $20 billion is dedicated towards hydrogen production and, you know, putting in place four hydrogen hubs that will, again, prove whether or not it is a viable, economic, sustainable option for producing energy. Some of the other billions of dollars that are going to be put in place there are related to carbon capture, of course, small-scale nuclear energy generation, and you know, a host of other things. But as is often the case, we're not going to dive into all the details of yesterday's announcement. Suffice to say, $20 billion will be, you know, put to use, and at least the mission of this new office within the Department of Energy, again, is to, in their own words, demonstrate real-world application of these different technologies. But more importantly today, for you as a leader, we are going to talk about the ways in which you might be unwittingly, again, talking about what you're able to do, talking about, you know, potential results, instead of focusing on what you have actually done and what your team actually does and what you can and will actually do moving forward. And to drive today's conversation, we're not going to turn to Senator Jennifer Granholm yesterday of the Department of Energy, who, of course, made the announcement regarding this new 20 $1 billion office. We're not going to step through again the details of that office. And if you're curious, you can find the updated org chart for the Department of Energy here. And this tiny little red circle here that represents the $20 billion new office of clean energy demonstrations. But no, we're going to kind of step aside from the world of government, and we're going to go back in time to a world where Billy Mays, the chief demonstrator, if you will, of these United States, roamed the TV airwaves, if you will, pushing certain products, most famously OxyClean. And Billy Mays, who died about 12 years ago, unfortunately, was adept at demonstrating the value of his product, of OxyClean. He showed what it could do. And in many ways, you know, Billy Mays, who of course was filled with lots of energy, you could argue that he was in many ways the chief clean energy czar, if you will. He was the chief clean energy demonstrator and would have made a perfect head of this new Office of Clean Energy Demonstrations. But alas, Billy Mays's energy, unfortunately, was fueled in many cases by drugs that led to his untimely death at the age of 50 due to, again, an unfavorable combination of drugs in his system. But again, this is not the season of doom and gloom, of course. So we're going to bring this up a level here. We're going to try to channel the energy of Billy Mays to help demonstrate to you that it is possible for you to show to the world, show to your stakeholders, show to your audience your value without having to sound like some sort of salesman, but instead by going out and actually showing what you've done, showing what your team has done, and doing it in a way that, again, is aligned with what the ultimate mission is of your stakeholders. So with that, we're going to jump into the first question today, which is, do you have a clean and clear vision of the results that your audience expects you to produce? Because obviously, it wouldn't do Billy Mays any good if he was trying to sell a product that, you know, again, didn't have any value for anybody. You know, if he wasn't trying to target people who, you know, are like me and like most human beings, have the occasional stain on their shirt or stain on their tablecloth or whatever the case might be. If he knew that that wasn't a problem for people and that they struggled to get these stains out, well, then what the heck good would he be doing trying to hawk something like OxyClean? No, he had a clear idea of what was going to generate value, what his audience was interested in. And so, too, the question for you is, what is your audience interested in? Do you have a clear vision of what your stakeholders, whether it's your investors, your employees, your customers, your board members, from a personal standpoint, your spouse, your children, your parents, your siblings, whatever the case is, you know, what do they want? What is it that they need? What is it that they're looking for from you? And again, not just here, what are we, 3 days away from Christmas? We're not just talking about the gifts that they're expecting from you or the things that they, you know, that are going to make them happy for a brief period of time on Christmas morning when they unwrap whatever it is that you happen to gift them. No, we're talking about some deep-seated, not stain, but some deep-seated goal, some deep-seated mission that they have that you can help solve, that you can help achieve, that you can help, you know, move them closer towards. And again, in the world of the Department of Energy, clearly their focus, their mantra, the people basically signing their checks now and paying their bills is the Biden administration, who is focused on these clean energy projects and moving them along. And therefore, again, they put together $20 billion office based on the $60 or $70 billion that were set aside in the infrastructure bill to do just that. They have a clean and clear mission. And informing this office, they're going to demonstrate how they're going to get there. But that's where it starts, right? We're not going to go through the rest of this conversation today and talk about the ways in which you can demonstrate your value, the ways in which you can prove what you've done and what you will do without first getting crystal clear about what it is your stakeholders want from you. So ask that, regardless of where you are in your career, whether you're, again, in transition, you're looking for a new job, or whether you're the firmly established CEO of a company. If you don't have a clear understanding of what your stakeholders want, what they want you to sell to them, if you will, what they are anxious to buy with their time and their money and their attention, whether, again, they're looking to hire you, whether they're looking to pay for your product that you're selling, or whether they're, you know, looking to pay you and the bonus that you're expecting as, again, some sort of leader. Get clear about what they want and have that in mind at all times, and don't get distracted by other salesmen who might have similar skills to Billy Mays but are out there trying to sell things that don't actually matter. Regardless of the price, regardless of how flashy it seems or sounds, if what they're selling and the product that they're hawking, if it doesn't deliver results that matter, then it doesn't do you and your stakeholders any good. So again, ask yourself, do you have a clean and clear vision of the results that your audience is expecting you to produce? Which brings us to the next question, which is basically, What results have you produced? And the way this question is worded today is, how well are you protecting and promoting your prior successes, your prior results? Because in many cases, again, regardless of where you are in your career, there's a temptation to wipe the slate clean, if you will, wipe your resume clean and start fresh and ignore so much of the value, so much of the gold, if you will, that you've mined over your course of your career and your life. And for those who are just leaving school, you know, even in your educational journey, there's a temptation at times, in many cases, unconsciously, to set those things aside and to start, you know, spinning things based on what you think you need to do and what you think you can do or will do. And what that leads to is softer language. It leads to you, again, becoming, you know, maybe more flowery in your prose about yourself instead of focusing on concrete results that you've achieved. And the reason that a lot of people slip into this trap, if you will, especially those who I work with, again, on the career transition side, it's, you know, again, it's human nature. It's this fear that what you've done isn't directly applicable. You know, the results that you've achieved in some cases over, you know, 10, 20, 30 year career aren't directly applicable. And you get into this rut of trying to, you know, re-spin things or, you know, again, talk about your potential and what you can do, which is, you know, there's a time and a place for that. But instead, can you go back to your key results that you're proudest of, regardless of how you feel they're connected to, you know, your ultimate mission or your new mission or the new job you're trying to get? Come up with that, again, half dozen things that you have done well, you have achieved, and get crystal clear about what those are. And then promote them, push them, yell like Billy Mays was very good at. He was quite good in using his powerful voice and, again, his energy, regardless of whether it was driven by cocaine or some, you know, natural genetics. The reality is that Billy Mays was very good at shouting out the results that his products could achieve. And it's important for you to be able to do that, too, first and foremost, to show that you can achieve results and then apply it to your new mission, your new goal, whatever the job is, whatever the new, again, directive is from your stakeholders. But again, don't fall into the trap of setting aside what you've already done. Protect them. Protect those former results. Protect those you know, things that you've accomplished and you put time and energy into. Because again, one of the biggest fallacies I see over and over again is people who don't think it applies. They don't think it matters. They don't see the connection between, again, leading teams and leading a project and generating results and leading a new team. So with all that being said, as always, I appreciate the time and attention you've taken to listen to me and to ask these questions. And I certainly hope that this helps fuel you towards a more, you know, sustainable and successful future that, you know, helps demonstrate to others your value and what you, of course, bring to the table. So with that, have a great rest of the day. And thanks again for tuning in.
Hey, folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life. And you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep. A good sleep for only $19.98 regularly. $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
I never let the Joker out my sight. Never went broke, I'm an all or nothing. Never made a bet so out of line till I met you and I hit the ground.
My name is Don Blakeman, and I'm a geophysicist at the National Earthquake Information Center.
Checking out the news last night, and I saw that Midland, Texas, in the area, got an earthquake last night, so we thought we'd go to the National Earthquake Information Center. Go to the source to find out what exactly happened last night near Midland, Texas. Mr. Don Blakeman, how are you doing today?
Doing fine. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for joining the program, or program, sure, depending on how lazy you want to be on the holidays. But let's talk a little bit about this earthquake that happened. You mentioned these are becoming a little bit more frequent too, huh?
Well, yes, in general, in the West Texas area, there have been a lot more small quakes. This one may or may not have been a natural quake. When we look at our waveforms, which is a record of how the ground moves when one of these things occurs, we can't tell, just looking at those, whether or not these are human-caused, what we call induced quakes, or whether or not they're natural quakes. It simply doesn't show in the record. It requires more study, more closely defined instruments around the event, so forth, in order to determine whether or not it was a fracking fluid reinjection induced quake, or whether or not it's natural. But the answer is yes, we've had a lot more of these little quakes, and most of them much smaller than this out in West Texas.
Obviously, being in West Texas, the fracking and the earthquakes come right to mind right away. You mentioned that.
Sure.
Are there any other factors that, you know, play into that at all? You know, we were talking a little bit before the interview, you know, it's almost like Clue, you know, Professor Plum in the conservatory with the candlestick, because there's so much obvious finger pointing going on. But are there anything else that, you know, the amount of trucks on the road with whatever kind of geology is there with the plates? I don't know. I'm just thinking of all these different things. It's a complex planet, so I mean.
The basic simplified way of thinking of this is, it's not the fracking that causes earthquakes. Fracking does occasionally cause what we call microquakes, very, very tiny, insignificant quakes. It's actually the reinjection of the waste fluid from fracking in disposal wells that has induced quakes in many areas. We've seen this in West Texas. We've seen it in Oklahoma, places in Arkansas. The original injection well quakes that we first saw were back in the 60s. Some around Denver, some out in western Colorado near Paradox Basin. So basically, this is not a new phenomenon, but the fact that fracking has become a very much more prevalent practice in the oil industry is why we're seeing these injection well-induced quakes.
What was the magnitude of the quake?
Magnitude is 4.5. In the old days, we would have just called this a minor quake. It's one that was obviously felt by a lot of people, but would not cause any damage.
I noticed when I went to the page, there was several earthquakes in Texas last night, some a little bit more on the western side than the Big Spring Midland area where this 4.5 one took place. I specifically remember an interview I did up in the Bakken a number of years ago on lightning strikes. And I was just shocked at how many lightning strikes happen on a regular basis, like hundreds every night that I wasn't even aware of. And when I took a look at your earthquake map, I got thinking the same thing. How frequent are these minor earthquakes? Because you mentioned this 4.5 would be considered a minor earthquake, but because of the location and the unusual nature just of, you know, earthquakes in that Texas area, obviously it stands out. But how frequent are some of these minor earthquakes across Texas, Oklahoma, Colorado, you know, Kansas, anywhere?
Well, they're actually quite frequent. I don't have the exact number, but we have, I would say, just guessing, maybe 10, 15, 20 of these minor earthquakes in West Texas every day. Now, we're talking about quakes in the range from, say, magnitude 2 to 3, 3.5. So they're typically smaller than this, and that's another reason why this may or may not be a natural earthquake, just based on the size. But we see these all the time, every day. And in terms of, and most of these, I think, in this area and further west in West Texas, are probably induced quakes, man-made quakes. But natural quakes are very prevalent, too. There are probably at least 1 million earthquakes every year somewhere in the world. And we're able to locate, maybe 100,000 of those if we wanted. We typically don't publish that many because most of them are quite small. But earthquakes are very common, just like lightning strikes, like you mentioned.
Is there a certain magnitude number that, I guess, triggers an alarm? You mentioned 4.5 was considered a minor quake, but that's getting close to 50%. So you're getting close to, you know, the 50-yard line. So I'd imagine...
Well, it doesn't really work that way.
Okay, that's why I got you on to ask the question. Because some of the other things could be just location, too. I mean, you start getting close to a city and a little tremble is going to alert the national media, whereas you get a, you know, 0.8 up in Alaska, nobody cares.
Yes. It turns out that most all earthquakes occur where people don't live, which is very fortunate. And that's kind of similar to the weather, where most storms are not where people live. But certainly when quakes occur close to populated areas, then it becomes much more of a concern, without a doubt. But the magnitude scale is, it's open-ended. There's no top magnitude to it, but it is logarithmic. And what that means is for every step up in the scale, like magnitude 4 to magnitude 5, that's 10 times as much ground movement. So if you went from a 4 to a 5 to a 6, that's 100 times as much ground movement. So these little quakes are, you know, fairly insignificant. People might be a little disturbed if they feel them, but it's nothing like when you get into magnitude 6, 7, 8 range, where we can have really a lot of destruction.
Well, I appreciate you giving us some information today. Held you on a little bit longer than I thought, but I kind of like to nerd out about this stuff every now and then because it's fascinating. Like you said, the planet is a big planet, and there's all kinds of activities happening, and you know, it's wild out there. So,
interesting.
Yeah, do you have a website that you direct people to? A general website for, you know, the government website? Is there anything like that?
Well, there are general sites, just USGS.gov, I think. But if they're specifically interested in earthquakes, I generally start at earthquake.usgs.gov. So earthquake.usgs.gov.
All righty. Well, I appreciate it. Don Blakeman, National Earthquake Info Center. Appreciate your time today.
Sure. You're welcome.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
They keep telling me it's only a phase, and that soon enough I'll see that I'm crazy for loving you the way that I do, because who could love somebody like you? They say you're too damn small, and I won't pretend it don't matter at all. But no matter what the trouble ahead, I still regret this time that I spent. Sad to be a hold, nothing you could do would make me go.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep. A good sleep for only $19.98 regularly. $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.